AP News. Good morning. I'm Ben Thomas. The House January 6th committee's hearing last night detailed Donald Trump's failures to concede his election loss and to call off Capitol rioters. Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
Panel member Elaine Luria says when Trump returned to the Oval Office after whipping up backers at a rally, he was quickly told about the riot.
Within 15 minutes.
Yet for 187 minutes, Luria and Adam Kinzinger said the president simply watched the violence on TV.
He chose not to act.
Instead, White House aide Sarah Matthews, who quit on the spot, said in a primetime hearing the president poured gas on the fire with a tweet calling Vice President Pence a coward for not going along with his false stolen election claims.
It was essentially him giving the green light to these people.
The president eventually told backers to go home. The next day, in a previously unaired outtake of a speech to the nation.
This election is now over. Congress has certified the results. I don't want to say the election's over.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Closing arguments expected today in Trump ally Steve Bannon's contempt of Congress case for refusing to testify to the January 6th committee. Immigration developments, Jennifer King has that.
A Supreme Court order issued Thursday stops a Homeland Security directive that would have prioritized deportations of people in the country illegally who pose the greatest public safety risk. The Biden administration tried to update a Trump-era policy that deported people regardless of criminal history and ended up having to request an emergency ruling after conflicting decisions by two different federal appeals courts. The order freezes the policy for now, and the court says it will hear arguments in the case in late November.
The sound of rescue crews digging through rubble after more Russian missile strikes in Ukraine, this one eastern Donetsk province, three bodies recovered from the wreckage of a school. This is AP News. The CDC's COVID-19 tracker shows more than 125,000 new cases being reported in the U.S. each day, President Biden among them yesterday. And AP correspondent Donna Warder reports on another spreading virus.
Could monkeypox become the next new sexually transmitted disease in the United States? Experts don't agree on the likely path of the disease. It spreads mainly through skin-to-skin contact. Monkeypox, whose symptoms include fever, body aches, chills, fatigue, and painful bumps on the body, has been moving through the U.S. and Europe like a sexually transmitted disease. Yet in parts of Africa, infection has come from bites from rodents and other small animals. So far, more than 2,400 cases have been reported in the U.S., mostly from men who have sex with other men. And some health officials say the virus might yet be contained before it gets firmly established. There's already a vaccine, but federal health officials aren't certain how effective it is. I'm Donna Warder.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.